If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. There is a skill that we need in about all walks of life, but we absolutely need as designers. And no, it's not motivation. It is not even purpose. I think purpose isn't technically a skill anyway. It is not the use of the software, you know, understanding how to use the Adobe products or understanding how to use Procreate or whatever. Those are great skills to have, but it's not the most important skill. I really believe after doing this for 16 years and helping designers do this for now almost 3 years, that the best skill that everyone seems to be missing that would actually move the needle for them is planning. That seems so crazy, but it absolutely is the skill that's missing. And for some reason, as designers, as creatives, there is all this mythology around us being spontaneous and just being able to just create when we're feeling it, right? And I actually think the opposite is true. The designers who have on their calendar time to work tend to accomplish the most. They make the most money. They're the ones who produce the most artwork. They are the ones who become faster. It's not just by doing a little every day. It's by actually having it on your calendar and doing it every day. And because of that, I want to talk to you about daily planning. Now, this is very different than weekly, monthly, yearly planning. This is not the same thing. Why is it not the same thing? I'm very forthright about this. I use Megan Sumrall's weekly planning system in order to plan my week. I do it all digitally now. My entire team does it. We do it all on Google Calendar, okay? That's the way we do our weekly, monthly planning. So I can look at my entire month. I'm looking at my week. I'm blocking off times. I really like her system. I actually did a class with her where she does the basics. It's called Time Management for Creatives. You can go check it out. I don't actually know the link to it, but go check out Megan Sumrall. It's a really good system. Her top program is really, really good. Okay. So I didn't get on here to talk to you guys about that. Instead, what I got on to was to talk about the actual daily planning that you're doing. Now, it still relates to weekly planning because I like to block off time in my week. This is design time. This is teaching time. This is production time. This is like I'm doing that on a weekly level. But what I'm talking about is the micro details that are mini deadlines that make a designer actually finish what they need to do. And that's the way I view daily planning. So when I look at my calendar in a weekly setting, I am blocking off amounts of time. When I do daily planning, I actually am creating mini deadlines for myself all day long so that I can accomplish the things I need to do. This podcast is a great example of it. Today on my planning, I have mini deadlines. This podcast name, the number, I think it's 416. So like it's on my calendar for a set amount of time so I can get it done. And then the next one comes up. Now, this is why I am going to tell you guys that we ended up coming out with something called the Design Suite Daily Planner, because what I found is there are a lot of great planners out there. I think there are tons of good planners, but none that were like dedicated to planning and dreaming. And I write down my big dreams every single day if I can. And I have a gratitude practice. And you guys have heard me talk about both of these things. And there's just like no one place where you can do this. Like I haven't seen it anyway, all in one place. And so I basically gave in this new planner what I currently do in my own little system. And I'm actually using today there's like one that's the blue Ciao Bella version. These are available on Amazon. So if you want to go check it out or you want to see what I'm talking about, just go to Amazon and put in Design Suite Daily Planner, and you will see 6 to 7 colors show up. These are hardbound. They are big. They are 365. So we might come out with some half-year ones that's smaller soon, but right now all of them are year-long planners. I keep all of my dream planners, okay? And so I wanted this to be an all-in-one. I used to do this probably, it's been 5 or 6 years. I used to come out with a daily planner that people could just print off themselves. And in Design Suite, they have the pages. So if they want to print and make their own, they totally can. But we decided to offer one up because it was so expensive. It would cost me upwards of $50 to make one of these planners at Staples or Office Max. And I was just like, how can we make this so that it's a little bit cheaper? And we were able to do that through Amazon. So that was, it was a really cool thing. It's a hardbound. It's much prettier than the ones I used to make at Staples. And what it is there's a page with your monthly, like a calendar, so you can put in like important dates or put in a few things that are important to you. And then there's 31 pages of this one very interesting like setup page. You will see that it is bare bones, and there's a reason for that. There are 5 sections in it. The first one being where you can put either the date or the day of the week. I usually put day of the week and then like a number. So like well, I was going to say today, but I'm doing this way ahead of time. So mine says like Wednesday 7. Okay, so I know what the month is because I've got the month at the beginning of the calendar. But you could also put in like if you're in March, you'd put March 7th, right? If you are in February, it would be February 8th or whatever. Okay, so that's the way I do mine by day because I'm like looking at it by day of the week. Then there's a section up at the top. It's only 3 lines. And you can use this for a lot of different ways. I have actually several videos that either have already come out or are coming out on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/KarinaGardner on daily planning. And we have a webpage if you go to designsuitecourses.com/dailyplanner. I think it's just daily planner. It might be daily planning. Like, I'm going to double check that one, you guys, for you because I'm like, I don't want to give you the daily planner. Yep, it's just daily planner. And we have pictures there for you, and we explain to you how to use all the different sections. But I'm just going to do the quickest. So like at the top corner, you can use it. I'm using it right now. I just showed my Design Suite members. I'm actually using it. I put our dinner menu up there so I can plan it for the whole week. And then I put up like the main thing I have to do that day, like the thing that is going to literally move the needle in my design business. Okay. So for you, you might put something up there like, production work on shadow box cards. Right. So whatever it is that you're like, this is the thing that will move my needle in my design business today, I put up there. Now, you can use it for other things. I've also played around with putting my gratitudes up there. It worked pretty well, but I really like at the top just knowing what like I have to get done. And I like seeing my dinner up there. So that's what I'm using it for. I've also put up like positive affirmations up there if I've really needed it for the day. Something that has kept me going, makes me feel like, okay, I can do this, Karina. You can do this, okay? And then there are 2 sections in the middle, and it's split. One has a bigger section with little boxes, and in those boxes, I do all of my planning. Now, I do mine different than most people. A lot of people, there's a reason they're boxes. A lot of people, especially when you do planning, you'll see it set out as 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you know, all the way down. Yeah, there's a reason they're boxes. I don't work like that. I still work chronologically and linear. So like today I have 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then there's a huge jump because whatever I'm doing at 9 o'clock, well, actually there's a huge jump at 10 o'clock and it then jumps over to 11:30. Then it jumps over to 3:30. And I don't need to see all the things in the day. It like works like a calendar task list, but I think more than a task list, it works as a deadline. So I like to use it as a deadline. So I check these off as I get through them through my day to make sure I'm getting done everything that I need to get done for the day. Okay. So that's the biggest section, and that's my planning section. But right next to it, there are several lines. And this is where I put my 10 dreams that I would like to get done in the next 10 years. Sometimes I do it a little bit closer. It's kind of like the dreams, like I only put like 5 or 6 that I want to get done this year. And this is why I think this is different than a lot of planners out there. You don't have to use it for your dreaming. I sometimes journal in it. I sometimes number it. I sometimes actually use it to put my ideas for designs that I'd like to come up with. I'm like, oh, I should come up with an ultimate something to go with this, you know, and I'll write it in there. So I like it because it's a column that's not filled up with tasks. It's a column that's filled up with dreams. And that's what I would like to see my designers do. And if you're listening to this, it's something that maybe you should think about doing. Because if you can see, there's a really pragmatic, practical reason for doing this. If you can see what your big dreams are, you're more likely to do the deadline planning list that you see right next to it. Let me say that again. If you can see the dreams that you want to accomplish and they are sitting right next to the task list, the very, very unsexy task list, that's your deadline list that you're going to do during the day. It is more motivating to get those things done. So that's why I like to see right next to my task list all the things I'm trying to accomplish, because it makes it feel like I am working towards my dreams. It makes me feel like it's working towards my dreams. And that is huge for me. That's what I really, really want to do. Okay. All right. So that's what I usually do in my sidebar. And sometimes I also fit my gratitude practice into that little sidebar. And there is one more section at the bottom. Now, originally, I wanted to put my gratitude practice down there. But what I am finding in my design business is that all the extra notes in my business end up down there. So for you, it might work out to put your gratitude practice down there. I like to write down 3 things I'm very grateful for from the last day. If you have extra notes from the day or you have great ideas, this is a great place to put it. It's just like a holding ground. And because your book is going to be so beautiful, if you like buy one of our planners, but you know, even if you make your own, because it's so beautiful, you're going to hold on to this. And I tend to be always checking not the stuff in the middle of my page, the stuff at the top and the stuff at the bottom. And that's where I'm kind of finding all my notes. Like I'm writing down things I really want to accomplish, things that I'm seeing, maybe my wins, maybe my gratitude. Those are the things I kind of come back to as I keep this book. Okay. It's almost a journal of really seeing what I do in my daily life. And I just think that kind of practical usage is really good. Now, let me talk about actually when I plan, and you do not have to do this, okay? There's a reason all of this is blank. It's because I want you to find your magic mix, all right? Like I've cut it into 5 groupings because that seems like the most manageable, but like you can use this page however you want, and you can do this however you want. I'm just telling you how I do it, and then you need to mix and match it to make it work for you. I tend to actually all the way the Friday before, or the Sunday before, one of those 2 days, I will sit down and pencil in. I do my pencil for my planning. I pencil in my entire week based on my weekly and my monthly planning that I'm doing online, okay? And I lay out the entire week so I can see what's happening, all the meetings I have, the appointments I have, who needs me, all of that stuff, okay? So like only one column gets filled in during the week, and I put lots of openings in it where I think I might need extra time or things might change. Okay. Then because it's all done, when I open up and I, you know, Sunday night, I look at Monday, I just look at that day, make sure it's ready to go. And I know what time I need to wake up in the morning to get things done. That's, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And the first thing in the morning, I start my morning routine. Now you guys have heard me talk about this morning routine. If it is not for you, you can do it as in the evening. You can do it in the middle of the day. You can do it however you want. But I really love starting my day with my dreams. Why? Because I like to dream big and I like to see what I can accomplish. And sometimes when we're on the molecular level of the daily, it feels like you're not making any movement. It feels like, yeah, I'm designing, but like nothing's happened, you know? It feels like there's just not a lot of wins in the individual day. And so if I can write down my dreams first, and I do that, I write down like the things I'm really thinking about that I really want to do. If I write those down first, and then I see my plan for the next day, I just feel like, you know what? This is a step in the right direction. I'm taking two steps forward. I'm not standing still. And I'm definitely not going backwards. And that just helps me get a big vision about what my life is really about. And if you are someone who that motivates you, this process will make the difference for you, okay? It will make the biggest difference for you. So I love this daily planning. If this is something you want to take a look at, go check out designsuitecourses.com/daily planner. And we are still putting more stuff up. There's one good solid video there. There's probably a couple at this point. We're going to put up more pictures so you can see the inside. There's a link if you want to go check out the daily planners on Amazon if you want to get one of these. And if you are really into this idea of daily planning and dreaming all in the same place, then I would really recommend you adopt a style like this that feels a little bit more, I want to say intuitive, but kind of a little bit more intuitive. You know, I think that it sometimes just becomes a task list, our daily planning. I know it has for me. And when you make this changeover and start thinking of it as your dreams, as the things you want to accomplish, and you're doing it in a really pretty book, and it feels really awesome, then it just makes all the difference in the world. And by the way, our daily planners are 10 by 7. So I wanted them to be 10 by 8, but Amazon didn't offer me that size. So 10 by 7 is the size. They take a little while to make because they're all made individually, okay? So just know it'll take a little while to get them. That's probably the hardest thing for me in watching these go out, is because I've seen so many people order these, because we only introduced this to Design Suite for a while. So you guys were now kind of introducing it to the public and kind of how we personally like to do this in our own program. But if you if you're like, oh my gosh, like I just want to figure out how to plan, but I want it to feel inspirational. I want it to feel like my big dreams are going into this. This is the daily planning system that will get you there, okay? All right. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a chance to start thinking about dreaming, daily planning, things that like will really make your lives a little bit more organized, right? Because we will do the things we put down on paper, usually. We'll do the things we say we're going to do. And this kind of locks it in, which I love. All right, guys, everyone have a great day, and I'll see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.